We're beginning the final segment of the Hilchos Nida Limud, and that is the sugya of Prisha Samach Levest and Vestos. Just as a disclaimer before we begin, the correct term is Vesasos, which would be grammatically correct, but it's been colloquialized or Yiddishized to Vestos, and the correct term would be Veses as opposed to Vest, but we'll just follow the colloquial convention and refer to Vestos as such, even if it's not technically grammatically correct. With that Hagdama, the Gemara on Tes Zayin Amud Aleph towards the top has the Shaila as to whether Vestos or Daraisa or Darabanan. What does that mean? What's the context of Gemara's question? What does that mean, whether Vestos or Daraisa or Darabanan? So take a look at Rashi, two lines on the top. Hadakaimalan Dubai Bidika Bishas Vest. So we're talking about the requirement of Bidika Bishas Vest. If a woman has a predictable time where she's going to see Dam, the requirement of Bidika during that Shasa Vest. So Hadakaimalan Dubai Bidika Bishas Vesta Daraisahi. Is that a din Daraisa? The Imla Badka Tamea, such that if she didn't perform a Bidika, then she would be considered to be Tamea. And even if she were to do a bedika subsequent to the onus of vest, and that bedika were to be clean, she would still be tamea. The orach bismano ba, because you have to assume that there's a chazaka that the dam would have appeared at the predicted time, b'shas vesta. The dam chazai benafal karka, and really there was dam, she just missed it. Or do we say that Vestos the Rabbanon, and even though there's a lechachila that a bedika needs to be performed on a vest, if she failed to do so, and then perhaps determined after the fact through another bedika that she's tahora, that she would halachically be considered tahora, and we're not choshesh that there was dam that was lost, bishas vesta. So the Gemara is, the sugya here is in the context of a vest kavua. We'll talk about later the ramifications for Vest She'enu Kavua. We're talking about a woman who has a Vest Kavua who's established a chazaka that she sees Dam at a predictable, on a predictable date or at a predictable intervals. We'll discuss going on the various forms of Vestos. But if a woman has a Vest Kavua, whatever that was established, whatever flavor of Vest that is, and there's a requirement of Bedika, the onus of Vest, if a woman fails to perform that Bedika, does she automatically become Tamea? So that's the Gemara's Nafkamina, or that's the context of this question, whether Vestos Daraisa or Vestos Darabana. So the Pashas is that a Vest She'enu Kavua is definitely Darabana. The requirement of Bidik for Vest She'enu Kavua is definitely Darabana. And the whole Shaila here, the Gemara, the Ibai, whether Vestos Daraisa Darabana, that's only in the context of a Vest Kavua. So what do we assume Lahalacha? What's the upshot of the Gemara Lahalacha? So Tosas writes, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Vestos Gufaya Pligi, Nira da Alacha de Vestos de Rabbanan. We assume Alacha Vestos are the Rabbanan. Daha Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak du Basra Islay de Lara Vestos de Rabbanan, and Alacha Karav Beisuri. And therefore, what would emerge? Tosas writes, is Isha Sheyesh La Vest, Velo Baka Vishas Vestos. Therefore, if a woman has a vest kavua and she didn't perform a bedika ba'onas vest, va'acherkach badka umatzasa tahara, and then subsequent to that she performs a bedika, that bedika is clean, she's tahara labaila. We're only talking about on a b'di'evit level. Evan would agree, even vestos derabanan lechachila, you still have to perform a bedika ba'onas vest. The question is, if you fail to do so, is that fatal, or can we allow the woman to remain tahara labaila on the basis of a subsequent bedika, because Vestos or Darabanan, we're not concerned that on a Daraisa level, Orach Bisman Abba, and that we have to be Choshesh that there was Dam that was missed. So that's what Tosa says. The Bach here, the Bach to Siv Zayin, we're now in Siv Kuf Pedalid, but we will be in Siv Kuf Pedalid. So the Bach there to Siv Zayin is Machmir, like the position of the Uraim, that Vestos are Daraisa. And therefore, if a woman doesn't perform a bedika bonus a vest, she becomes automatically tamei labayil, again by a vest kavua. But that's a minority opinion in Mishonim, and that's not accepted lahalacha. Lahalacha, we assume that vestos are derabanan. I'm just looking on the screen. My video seems very dark. Is that bothering anyone? I'm not sure why it's appearing that way. We're good? Okay. So halacha we assume, and there are a number of contexts in which this comes up in Siman Kuf Bei Daled, we assume, like the Rov Rishonim, that Vestos are Derabbanan, Bach notwithstanding. So for example, if you look in Siman Kuf Bei Daled Iftes, Kuf Bei Daled Iftes, the Mechaber writes, Shar Nashim Tzvichos Bedika Kishayagia Havest, Avra Havest, V'lo Badka, V'lo Hergisha, Tahora, V'lo Bedika. So if a woman misses her vest and didn't perform that bedika, she is still tahora. V'yesh omrim shasura ad shetivdok im yesh la vest kavua o shehu yom lamin af b'sheinu kavua. That's on a benonis, which we'll talk about, that has a din of a vest kavua. So the yesh omrim is what we just saw in Tosfos, that you do require a bedika at some point in order for the woman to remain tahora, but if it wasn't performed by onus vest, then she still could be tahora with a subsequent bedika. So if you held that Vestos daraisa, then the din should be that if she fails to perform a bedika, the onus aves, and she's automatically tamea asur labayla, irrespective of whether she performs a subsequent bedika. So the mechaber here, whether you accept the first day in Shulchan Aruch, which is more mekel than Tosfos, or whether you accept the Yesh Omrim, which is Tosfos, that you at least need a subsequent bedika likuva. But the mechaber, both position in both opinions, is assuming that Vestos are the Rabbanon, because we don't say the woman's going to be a Surah Labayla if she failed to perform a bedika, the onas avest. This also emerges from Siman Kuf Pei Tes Se'if Kav Zayin. Kuf Pei Tes Kav Zayin, where the it's a long Se'if, but the point that's relevant in Linyanenu is the mechaber writes that if you have a woman who is 12 years old, a 12-year-old girl, and she's already bas mitzvah, but she doesn't yet have simanim, so she doesn't have simanei galus, even though she has shanim below simanim, so she has a din of a katana that we don't have the expectation that she's going to be seeing that. And the Gaon there points out, Sifkat and Mem, that's because as we don't treat her as a gedola as far as these calculations. The Gaon points out in Sifkat and Mem that this is because Vestos Rabbanan. If Vestos were the Raisa, then you'd have to be Choshesh, Seka, the Raisa Lechumra, about a girl who has achieved Shonim without Simonim, to treat her as a gedola. And this question of whether Vestos are deraisa is nogeya not only,
Why would there be Shaila? But I guess it would be Vestos Beninus would be the question.
You mean an Ona Beninus?
She was never Roa Dam, right? So how would there be a Vestos in the case of the Gon?
No, so the question is that can she be Koveya Vest when she begins to see Dam, even if she doesn't have Simane Godless? So the Tinoka Shalowigias Manoliros, Vihi Katana, Shalowigili Meyana Urim. So if she the first case is that she's a Katana Bishanim, Afilu Hiviash De Saaros. So either she's a Katana Bishanim, but she has Simanim, Vihain Afilu Vigili Meyana Urim, or she is a gedola bishanim in Bakua below a vish de saros, but she doesn't have simanim. He kovas ves kishar nashim, bishalish rios kishar vesto, so arba bivesta flagos. So she could, once she starts seeing dam, she now could be koveya a vest like any other woman. Ella, she is hefresh ben ella gedola, she afa pisha huxaka roa, the kavala vest. In Pascha Gimel Onus Beinuniyo Shem Sadiyom Velo Rasa Eino Chosheshes Levest Ha'alav Kval V'Chazer L'Kamusa. So the difference is that if she's not a gedola both by Shanim and by Simanim together, so then the way of uprooting a vest is more kal than the way of uprooting a vest for a gedola. that even if she originally was kavasa ves, but then she doesn't see dam for the next 3 months, so that is oker that vest, the chazra likad musa. So that is the difference between if she's a full gadola or a gadola only b'shanim or b'simanim, and that difference, the Gaon says, would be dependent on whether vest of saraisa or vest of sarabana. The other nafkamina, or the other area in which this question of vest of saraisa, vest of sarabana is relevant, is the requirement of prisha samuch levest. So prisha samuch levest is a sugya on daf samuch gimel amid beis, also in Shavuos daf yuches. The Gemara on samuch gimel amid beis quotes the memra of Rabbi Yirmiya, Vatanya Vizartem it's Bnei Yisrael mitumasam. Mikan Am Rabbi Yirmiya Azhar leBnei Yisrael sheyifreshu b'neshaseyen samuch levestan. That Bnei Yisrael need to be poreish from their wives samuch levestan. V'kama Am Rava or Rava Ona. My love Ona Chrisi. Does that mean a distinct Ona from the Ona of the vest itself? Lo Osa Ona. So we're talking about Prisha on the Onas HaVest itself. So Gemara here is quoting a pasuk, Vizartem es b'nei Yisrael. Rashi in Shavuos Yichas says, Vizartem is milashon nezirus, milashon Prisha. That it means you should separate from Vizartem es b'nei Yisrael. You should instruct b'nei Yisrael to separate from their wives. The Ibn Ezra on Chumash has a different pshat, or he's docha a different pshat, that Vizartem is milashon azhara, or warning. So Ibn Ezra quotes that and rejects that, but so Rashi quotes what we accept, that Vizartem is milashon aziris or prisha. So you have to instruct Bnei Yisrael to be parish min hashasein. So the Gemara understands that's talking about prisha samuch levestan / bishasa vest. So the problem that the Rishonim either implicitly or explicitly deal with is how could you entertain that vestos themselves are derabanan? And let's say the requirement of a bedika b'shasa vest is only derabanan, but and the consequence of a vest as far as asringim labayla is only derabanan, but the requirement of prisha samach levest or b'shasa vest would be a din d'oraisa. The pasuk in this Gemara is that we're quoting a pasuk to tell you a din d'oraisa of prisha samach levest. We'll use samach now loosely, whether it's b'onas levest or samach levest. But how could it be that there's the d'oraisa requirement of prisha samach levest when vestos themselves are only d'rabana? So the Ravid, beginning of Shar Tikkun Avestos and the Rashba, say simply the pasuk is only an asmachta. Really, prisha samach levest is a din to rabbanan as well. And the Gemara is quoting an asmachta. If you hold vestos to rabbanan, then prisha samach levest is definitely to rabbanan. And the pasuk is asmachta b'alma. And the Rav and the Rashba understand that shot in the Gemara Yivama samach beis amibes, the din that a yotzei l'derech tzarech lifkod es ishto, that if a husband is about to travel on a extended trip, he has a chiyuv to be poked his wife. What does poked his wife mean? So the Ravid and the Rashba assume that lifkod es ishto is a reference to tashmish. And they were saying, even in a situation that is samach levesta. One second, I don't have the Gemara here. Let me just pull it up. A second. here we go. Can even put it on the screen. Yeah, so the Gemara has on Yevamos on the base towards the bottom. So there's a din here that you are chayav lifkot es ishto if you're yosel derech samuch levesta. So says the Raavad and the Rashba, lifkot es ishto here means to be poked betashmish. How can you be poked betashmish samuch levesta? Isn't there a din of prisha samuch levest? The answer is that the whole din of prisha samuch levest and vestas bechlal is a din derabanan and b'makom mitzvah lo gazru. Now there's no requirement of prisha samuch levest when it comes to a yosi l'derech, which is considered to be a makom mitzvah. So for the Rav and the Rashi, everything fits nicely. The whole din of prisha samuch levest is drabana, just like vest. It's drabana. The pasuk is only an aspect of alma, and therefore b'makom yosi l'derech chayiv adam lifkot es ishto b'tashmish, because that's only an issur drabana and b'makom mitzvah lo gazru. That's as opposed to what Tosis writes over here: dira maskel chayiv adam lifgod as ishto, that we're talking about pekida b'divrei ritzoi and not b'tashmish. That's the position of the Rosh as well, because according to the Bali Tosfos, prisha samach levest is a din daraisa, nizartam kipshuta nanas machta, but a din daraisa. So obviously we can't waive a din daraisa even b'malkam yotzi l'derech. So it must be that chayiv lifgod as ishto isn't b'tashmish, because that's Asu deraisa. It must be chayiv adam lifkot es ishto b'divrei ritzoi. The Bach points out, according to Bein Hatam, just parenthetically, the chiddush of Tosfos that they were talking about ritzoi. The chiddush of the Gemara, according to Tosfos, you're mechuyev to do it. But according to Rov Rishonim, as we'll see, the iser of prishin samach levest is only on tashmish, not on shar krevos. So divrei ritzoi are always mutter samach levest, according to Rav Rishonim. So if the Gemara is telling you, Chayiv is telling you, even though normally it's mutter, but here you actually mechuyev to be poked as ishto b'divrei ritzoi. Okay, so again, the Raiv and the Rashba say, yeah, these are the b'nei sol is only a smacht of alma, and therefore even a vestos, the Rabbanon, prishin samach levest is Rabbanon as well. What would you say, according to the other Rishonim? We just saw Tosfos assumes, Rabbi Natan assumes that no, Vizartim Tnei Yisrael is actually a Din D'Oraisa. So how could that be? Prisha Samach Levest is a Din D'Oraisa, and Vestas themselves are only the Rabbanan. So the Ritva in Shvuas Tapiches Amud Beis, the parallel sugya of Vizartim, the Ritva there writes as follows. Elevadai, the Samach Levesta, Shehishira Torah, Hainu Samuch Mamish. So when there's a din d'oraisa v'izartem tnei samuch t'masam, that there's a din d'oraisa prisha samuch levest, that's talking about samuch levest mamish, meaning chatzi shoka yotzebo, the samuch chol tarkul, arim samuch l'minchan yoni d'yoma, is a half hour before mitzvah gdol mitzvah tana. Samuch chol tarkul means a half hour. That's what it means here too. Chayiv adam, so the chiyiv of prisha samuch levest means a half hour. The ona ha'amura b'divrei Rabbi Yoshia midrabanan hi lasos geder v'siag. So when it says v'kama ona, that's only a din derabanan. That's an expansion of the din deraisa of a half hour. The kaimalan vestos derabanan v'lo deraisa. The heyachich mira Torah lasor ona shlema kodem l'chein Elavadai Kidaka Amran. So according to the Ritva, there are two tiers in the din of Prisha Samach Levest. There is a din d'oraisa that if a woman is Roa Dam at a predictable time, not just at a predictable day or a predictable ona, but a predictable time within that ona, so she always sees Dam at 3 p.m. So there's going to be a din d'oraisa of Prisha between 2:30 and 3 p.m. But the expansion of that to Aser, that entire ona, that entire day or night period, that's only a din d'rabbana. So Vestos in general are d'rabbana. Prisha, the onus of Vest, is also a din d'rabbana. The only din d'oraisa is Prisha, essentially b'shas haves namish or samuch, which means literally half hour before the onus of Vest. So according to the Ritva, everyone agrees in essence that there's a din of Prisha Samach Levest Min HaTorah. But if you hold Vestos Derabanan, so that din of Prisha Samach Levest is limited to the half hour before the Shas Vest Mamish.
That's a good question.
Yeah.
We said that the Nach Aminim between Vest Derabanan and Vest Deraisa was if she didn't do Bedika and then she during the Vest, and she only did Bedika afterwards, then if she's Tahor, maybe she'll still be Tahor. But right, according to the Ritva, if Samach Levest is Mamish is still Daraisa, so then why should she be Tahora if she only did the Bdika after the Vestas? During that half hour, Vestas with Daraisa, and there's a Chasaka Minotaur that she's going to see down then.
So it could be for the Ritva, you have to come on to something along the lines of the Nod Bihuda that we'll get to shortly to explain that. Did you see the Nod Bihuda, Renegade?
No.
Okay, so we'll get to that in a few minutes. So we'll see the Nod Bihuda's Chiddush is a little bit different in detail than the Ritva or the Ra'ah that we're going to see in a moment. But in terms of big picture, it could be that to account for what you're raising, you have to say something like that in the Ritva as well. So just hold on to that for a few moments, Gabe, and we'll try to circle back when we get to the Nod Bihuda. The Ra'ah says something along the same lines as the Ritva with a slightly different parameters. The Ra'ah on in his Beda Kabayis, Dalit Amibes, Bedape, Taras Abayis. So I'm just jumping into the middle of this piece where it's bolded on the screen. The Ra'ah writes, so we're talking about the din of Prisha in the Ona Savest. Afilu Barila Shela Rasa. So, Bishas Haves Mamish, Prisha is an Issa Deraisa. Avalifne Vesta Be'onazu. But prior to that shas avest, even within the same ona, kigon lemuda liras besof hayom o beemsa hayom. So let's say a woman predictably always sees at the end of the daytime period or in the middle of the daytime period on her ona savest. Le'inyan shos shelafanav ve'osa ona dahayna mitzkilas hayom le'inyan shos shelafanav iregila liras besof halayla o beemsa halayla le'inyan shos shelafanav ve'osa ona dahayna mitzkilas halayla. Ha kipluksa, telamanda amr vestas daraisa mchaskina la bivade roa haikra divizartam asi la onazu shalafne vesta. Telamanda amr vestas derabanan iser onazu shalafne vesta derabanan. Vikra asi la iser ona shalachar vesta. Yafagav de lo chazai. So says the Ra'ah that if you hold Vestos daraisa, so then the requirement of prisha beona savest or samach levest would extend to the entirety of that day or night period when she sees that. But if you hold that vestos are derabanan, so the daraisa requirement of izartem of prisha beona savest or samach levest, that's limited to the shah savest and afterwards. So if a woman will, let's say, predictably see dam on her onus of vest between 2 and 4 p.m., so if you hold that vestos daraisa, then the requirement of prisha onus of vest extends for that entire daytime period from sunrise, or alos, sunrises we'll see, until the end of that day. But if you hold a vestas derabanan, there's a derabanan requirement of prisha up until the earliest point that she ever sees dam in that afternoon. But the deraisa requirement is only from the point that she would see dam until the end of the day. So again, if a woman always sees between 2 and 4 p.m., so according to the mandam vestas deraisa, the onus of vest begins at the beginning of the day. If you hold vestas derabanan, the onus of vest, the requirement, sorry, of prisha b'shas vest begins at 2 p.m. And then the Ra'ah says, that's how he understands the Gemara in Yevamos. V'haynu d'shari le'rabbanan li'yotze l'derech lifkot es ishto u'mistam afilu bibiya mashpa u'mishim d'onazu lifnei vesta d'rabbanan sharu le'rabbanan b'yotze l'derech. If you hold vestos d'rabbanan, so then you can say there is a deraisa requirement of isartem that's only from 2 p.m. and on. The iser of, or the requirement of prisha samach levest, the iser tashmish ba'ona savest from the morning, that's only the rabbanon, and b'makom mitzvah, b'makom yosi l'derech, lo gazru. That's what the Ra'ah says. That's how the Ra'ah understands how the Mandam Revestas de Rabbana will deal with Vizartem. So it's different than the Ritva in the sense that according to the Ritva, it's the same basic idea. The details, according to the Ritva, the Mandam Revestas de Rabbana, the Onas Avest, or the Din of Prisha Onas Avest, is only that half hour leading up to the Shas Avest. According to the Ra'ah, it's from the Shas Avest until the end of that Ona. So it's a slightly, or it's a larger window. The Chachmas Adam in Simen Kof Ches and the Binas Adam, he writes the same thing as the Ra'ah. He didn't have the Ra'ah in the Bedek Havayis. So he writes that he didn't see anyone say this, but he says, Midaito, such an idea. And he says, Sarachin Ladina, because he didn't find it in any earlier source. So he didn't have the Ra'ah's Bedek Havayis. The way the Chachmas Adam says it is a little bit more like the Ritva than like the Ra'ah, because according to the way the Chachmas Adam says it, he says the window where there is a din d'oraisa of prisha b'shas aves, that's only the window where she actually sees dam. According to the Ra'ah, that window begins when she sees Dan, but extends to the end of that Ona, of that day-night period. So he says it's slightly different. It's not exactly like the Ra'ah or the Ritzvah, but it's a little bit closer to the Ritzvah than the Ra'ah. So that's all in a case where a woman has a predictable window. She has a Ves Kavua, but not only does she have a Ves Kavua, even within that Ona Sevest, she only sees Dan within a certain window of time within that Ona Sevest. So what would happen if you have a woman that has a Ves Kavua, but there's no predictability when during that Ona does she see Dam? Sometimes she sees in the morning, sometimes in the afternoon, sometimes the late afternoon. So the Chachma Adam says, again, the way he says it, not having seen this in the Rishonim, he says that if that's the case, in that situation, then everyone would have to agree that Precious the Din Deraisa for the entirety of that Onus Avest. Because there is no Muchzakas that limits when she sees them to a certain window within that Ona. Okay. So there are other Ritvah are basically two variations on a theme in terms of limiting Laman Damar Vestas Rabbanon, limiting the scope of what's the Vizartem Deraisa, what's the Din Deraisa of Precious Bonus Avest. And then there's expanded Din Rabbanon. That includes the entirety of that Onas Havest. So with that, let's take a look at the Noda Bihuda. Piskei Shuva quotes in Sifkatan Gimel. Noda Bihuda Kama Yoredeya Simen Nun Hei. So the Noda Bihuda has the following analysis, going back to the question that we started with, which is how can you entertain that there's a din da araisa of prisha bonus of vest, and yet vestas bechlal are only derabana. Says the, no, the I'm just reading the punchline in this tshuva. From the ata, gam gabe isha, the kol isha yesh la cheskas tara, shrei achshav hi tahora, velo chayshinan shema kvar nidma bitumas nida, shezeh neged hachazaka. So, generally speaking, any woman who's tahora has the right to perpetuate her cheskas tara. And absent any contrary information, we don't need to be choshesh that chazaka was upended. The woman is becheskas tara, tahora, she remains becheskas tara. Aval, eila isha chazaka shilo tira nida achar shah. But you can't say that a woman ever has a chazaka that she's not going to become a nida, that she's not going to become tmeya. She'en b'za chazaka. There's no chazaka that a woman won't become tmeya. She'en b'pam achas asida liras nida. We all know that this woman, if she's not a mislekas damim, is going to become a nida at some point. She'en loti atahor la'olam. V'lekach ikal amechash b'chol shah shamatira. So because there's no... There may be a retrospective chazaka, but there's no forward-looking chazaka. There's no chazaka that she's not going to become tmeya. So then there are times that we have to be choshesh prospectively that she may see dam. Ulekach vestos le'inyan lesser l'shamesh samach levesta hulukul yama min haTorah. So therefore, it could make sense that the requirement of prisha b'onus avest is a din d'oraisa. There's a chazaka that she will see them. The lack of a memer hame neged chazaka zu cheskas tara sisha. And you can't say they're competing chazakas. She has a cheskas tara that competes against the chazaka that she's going to see them. Shreba zed chashina shematira lomer ina nadayin cheskas tara. It's not a clash because the fact that there's a chazaka she's going to see them. That doesn't compromise the chazaka that she's currently tahara. The mamish kamo shema yamas. Right, just like we don't say the fact that shema yamas doesn't go against a cheskas chayim. Vim kain leka chazaka soser lecheskas orach bismano ba. So the fact that she is tahora, she has a cheskas tara, that's not a stira against the chazaka aruch b'zman haba. Ulekach asura min haTorah. Ukra divizartem es bnei Yisrael, drasha gaburahi. So it makes sense to say that a woman, even if she's becheskas tahora, may still be questioned min haTorah about a din of prisha ba'onus havest. Aval, im kfar avar vesta, lemeimar vesta staraisa letama l'sha'avar, lomar shirasa v'shasa vest, negeze yesh v'cheskas tahora, hasosu l'zeh. L'kachsa v'kama t'na yupaskin akei in hilchasa d'vestas rabbana. It says in the Yehuda, there are two different factors going on here. That the question that's addressed by Vestas Rabbanan, Vestas Rais, is a different question than the question addressed by Vizardim Bnei Yisrael Mitamasam. Everyone could agree that there's a Din D'Oraisa of Prisha B'Shas Havest, because Prisha B'Shas Havest is forward-looking. It's saying that the woman is going to become Tmei at some point. We have reason to believe that that point is now, that point is this Ona, and therefore, in a forward-looking way, she has to be Porish. There's a din of Prisha B'Shasa Vest. But the question of Vestas Darabanan and Vestas Daraisa, that's an after-the-fact question. Do we say that if that Vest passed, so do you have to assume now retroactively that she must have seen Dam? Not necessarily. If you say Vestas Darabanan, so that means as far as looking backwards, Okma Acheskasa, that she's Becheskas Tara, nothing happened that upends Recheskas Tara looking backwards, and therefore she'll be Mutaris Labaila. But that doesn't prevent us from saying that in a forward-looking way, the Onas Aves, there'd be a requirement of Prisha, because there's no Chazaka that she's not going to see Dam, even if at the moment there's a Cheskas Tahara. So that's what the Noda Behuda famously splits between the question of Prisha Onas Aves and the question of Vestas Daraisa or Vestas Darabanan. And that's what I was saying to Gabe's question, that kind of distinction may inform the Ra'ah and the Rizva respectively in terms of splitting. They both narrow the application of the Din Daraisa of Izartem, but they both have to acknowledge that there is at least a window where there is such a Din of Izartem, even though Vestas Darabanan. So you may need to say something along the lines of Nara Behuda to inform the Ra'ah and the Ritzva as well. If you say anything other than the Raivan and the Rashba, that Vizartim is totally then the Rabbanan, Mitzvila Vatzov, and Vizartim is only an Asmachta, the Alma. Rambam is mashma that Prisha Samach Levest is a Din D'Oraisa. Rambam in Perek Dalet Yisrei Bia Halacha Yud Beis. Asir lo adam shiyavol ishta samach levesta shema tira dam b'shas tashmish and amar vizartem es b'nei yisal mitamasam v'kama ima yadarka liras b'yom asir l'sham esh mitzilas hayom ima yadarka liras b'layla asir l'sham esh mitzilas halayla. So the Magen Mishnah says, yeah, he's quoting a pasuk, but the Magen Mishnah says only derabanan the cross macht of Alma. There is Reb Chaim that points out that within the Rambam, on some level, you have to acknowledge that there is a notion of Vestos min haTorah, because the Rambam's whole basis for his understanding of Yemei Nida, Yemei Ziva, the 7-Eleven in perpetuity, that's all based on a notion of Vestos. The Rambam's whole understanding of the 7-Eleven Yemei Nida Yemei Ziva is based on the predictability of Vestos. So there has to be, says Reb Chaim, some understanding of Vestos min haTorah for the Rambam. However, lahalacha, the Shach Sifkata and Hey assumes that the din of Prisha B'Shasa Vest is the Rabbanan Mikol V'Chol. And the Badi Ashulchan points out in the Biurim on page Zion that seems to emerge from the Mechaber in Sif Dalet as well. Mechaber Paskin's Kuf Pei Dalet Dalet. This is based on a raiva that we'll see in a moment. And the Mechaber writes, "Im regila liros benetz achama." So let's say a woman predictably sees dam at hanetz. Below kimlan shapir ikodem benetz achama achra. But we don't know. We can't tell. She always sees dam around nates, but we're not sure if it's before nates or after nates. If it's before nates, then the ona of record would be the nighttime ona. If it's after nates, the ona of record would be the daytime ona. So we know it's around nates, but we can't tell for sure when around nates it is. Eina sura ella bayom. So lemaisa, we only treat the onas hayom as the onas havest. Why is that? Says the shafts of Katan Yudimo, the cave and the vestos midrabanan, havale safek drabanan lakula. The ena suichalifresh elabiyom shayavadai bime nidusa. So vestos drabanan, meaning the dinner prisha samach levest is drabanan, prisha bonus of vest is drabanan. So since it's drabanan, we're mako. And you only have to be Porish by Yom. Why by Yom? Rasalomar da filu rasa kodem and etzachama. Let's say, in point of fact, she really saw Dam before Nates. We don't know. But let's say she did. Mikol makam hayom hayavada bimei nidusa. But anyway, you slice it, by the time morning came, the morning is definitely bimei nidusa. Masha enkein halayla haya desafik. Now the Shach then says in Sifkat Nidala that Allah Lamaisa, of course, the Bach, you should be Machmir to Asir both by Yom Ubalaila. But in principle, Sifkat Nidimel, he says like the Mechaber, and this is based on Vestos or Prisha Vishasa Vest being the Rabbana. Now, so what exactly is that cheshbin that the daytime is definitely part of Yemei Nidusa, and therefore you have to be poreish in the daytime? So hold on to that thought for a second. Now, Chavastas in Sifkatan Dalid, paragraph beginning Mashahevi, writes that since Vestos are the Rabbanan, then even if she has a Vest Kavua, but she doesn't know when that vest starts. She had a vest kavua, but she forgot what is the day of her vest kavua. Then she's mutaris in every day because vest is drabanan and the safek drabanan lukula. So Rabbi Carr points out, in this context, if you take a look at the Hasagas of Balamor on the Ravid in Bali Nefesh, here we go. So the Ravid writes, this is the source of the Din of Mechaber. Hecha de regila lemechse ben etzachama gufei, inami de lo kimla bemilsa shaper, velo yadi kame etzachama lachan etzachama, Ika mandaomer de naktina belachumra basura kol alayla v'chol yom. Ika mandaomer came in the vest of the rabbanon kol shekin samach levest. Hilka chavalei sefeka the rabbanon lekula lochashinan el yom shuvada bimei nidusa. Umasaber kavase. Says the Ravid. It says the Balamor and his asagos. Nearly b'zeh tosofer. Ube'enai kachi asas advarim. The case is we don't know whether she's seen before nates or after nates. You call Malcolm Kashali. So if you don't know when she saw, so how can you call that Regila Liras Benesakama? The Ela Nukvias Vest Misapeg El Bedavar Borer. The Imi Regila Benesakama Amos Hashem Safeg via Duisho Yo. The Meaning, if Vesas Rabban and Savi Dibayim Lahakel, then it should be Mekel both by Yom and Balayla. So Rabbi Buchwal points out in his Sa'aros on the Bali Nefesh that, you know, maybe this touches on the general question of Safik Rabban Lakula B'malkam Tarte Disasri. That the Ravid is saying, you have to be knowing Prisha B'Shas of Es somewhere here, because if you're going to tell me we don't know if it's day or night, and therefore you don't have to be knowing Prisha either Ona, so then that's relying on a Safik Rabban Lakula B'malkam Tarte Disasri. And that's why you have to pick one of them, and that's what the Shach was quoting for the Rosh. If you're going to pick one, then it makes sense to pick the daytime one when she definitely was a Nida L'Choladeos at that point. But according to the Baal Amor, this isn't called the Tarte Disasri. That over here, there's no Ves Kavua. To establish a Ves Kavua, you have to establish that she sees Dam repeatedly in the same Ona. Here, if we don't know what Ona she's seeing, and we don't know if it's Kodem and Eitz or Acher and Eitz, so then there's no Veskabu at all. It's not a relying on a second Rabban Lakula, but Malkam Tarte Disasri. There's no Veskabu. It's no different than if she would see Dam 1 month on Gimel of the month, and 1 month on Hay of the month, and 1 month on Zion of the month, or 1 month at a 19-day interval, or 1 month on a 21-day interval. That doesn't create a Veskabu. So Mali that, Mali 10 minutes before Nates, 10 minutes after Nates, so we're not sure. So Rabbi Buchel points out maybe that's what's at play here. How do we look at this kind of a suffix? But Rabbi Karb just points out that the only case, the case that the Ravid is talking about, which it makes it, if that's the understanding of the Baal Amor, so the case the Ravid is talking about is where she continues seeing Dam into the next day. Right, she saw Dam around Hanates. So we don't know whether she started seeing Dam 10 minutes before Nates and 10 minutes after Nates. But anyway, slice it, she was definitely seeing Dam that day, during that daytime. So the Re'iyah was definitely Nimshach Bayom. So then, that's what the Shach was saying, essentially, Tolin HaKilkul B'Makulkul. So we know that she's seeing Dam in the daytime. We don't know whether she started seeing in the day, but at the very least, if she's seeing in the day, so then there's a kind of tolin hakilkel b'mukulkal, and if you have to pin the ona on either the day or night period, so better pin it on the day period when already we know that she was seeing dam at that point. But in a chanami, maybe if you had a case where the woman only saw dam for a second and then there was no continued re'iyah in that medically abnormal case, so then maybe he'd agree to the Ravid. If the case was she only sat down for 5 seconds, we don't know if it was 10 minutes before Nates, 10 minutes after Nates, maybe in Ekonami everyone would agree. So then there's no din of Prisha B'Shasa Vest at all. So again, everything we're talking about till now is about a Vest Kavua. The Mechaber writes in the beginning of Kuf Pei Dalid, Rov Hanashim Yesh Lehen Vestos Perizman Kavua Orach Kanashim Liros Vizman Yadua, that most women have a Vest Kavua. Kigon Esrim Le'esrim Yom Yilamit Le'lamit Yom. Here we're talking about a Vest Haflog at a regular interval called Isha She. Fine. So the Mechaber says most women have a Vest Kavua, but we know that nowadays that's not the case. It doesn't sound like it's been the case for centuries. That is a matter of a fact. Majority of women almost never experience a best kavua. And Ona Beinonis, we'll see, may have a din of a best kavua, but in terms of a real best kavua, either a best achodesh kavua or best aflaga kavua or other kinds of vestas that we'll discuss in Kufay Tess, the reality is that most women do not have a best kavua. Then the Mechaber continues in Sif Aleph to reflect a din that comes out of the Gemara on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara on the top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph raises the following question. Ba'a minei Rebbe Zeir Rebbe Yehuda. Isha mahu shetivdok asma labaila. Should a woman perform bedikos labaila? What does that mean? So we see from the Hemshach Gemara what it means. Actually, if you look at Tosis first, Bayram Zera Masha Tivdok Perish the Tneitashmish. So is it advisable? Is it correct for women to perform bedikos kodem tashmish? The tivdok umabakach, so what do you have to lose? MK liba nokvo poresh. The concern is that if a woman is going to routinely perform bedikos kodem tashmish, so maybe the husband will see her do bedikos, will think that yesh dvar bego, there's something going on here that she's doing a bedika, and he will unnecessarily be liba nokvo u poresh. What does that mean? Says Tosfos. Peshe ben Chananel. Kevin de roa ishta bodekas mechashev. She'im lo regish lo isa bodekas. The fishy udas chacham lo tiknu livdok. So the woman, the husband is smarter, or the husband in viewing the woman, assumes that the woman is smarter than the bayi of this gemara, and it must be that if she's doing a bedika where it's not mandated, it's because there is some reason that spurred it, and then he's going to be libo nokvo u porish. So that's all the Gemara says. The Gemara says, what's the downside? The downside is libo nokvo u porish. So what's the upside lahalacha? Yagos maimonios. Paragdaladi Sirabia Oskov quotes Rabbeinu Simcha. Quotes Rabbeinu Simcha is saying that Kodem Tashmish, there's a mitzvah livdok. The Isser being Bodek is only La'achar Tashmish. Suppose Maimonios Paragdalad. Oskuf says as follows. Kather Rebbeinu Simcha, she'ein isha rasha'a lahachmer al-atzma livdog achar tashmish. A woman is not allowed to do a bedika achar tashmish, but livdog kodim tashmish rasha'i adam lahachmer al-atzma. But before, you're allowed to. Afterwards is aser. Before you're allowed to. So the Beis Yosef quotes this as mitzvah. The Agos Maimonides Lefaneinu says Rasha. The Beis Yosef quotes this as mitzvah livdog afterwards. Mitzvah livdog before. And the Agos Maimonides Lefaneinu B'Shem Rebbeinu Simcha says you're allowed to be bodek before. And the Darkei Moshe quotes from the Maril and from the Ogre and the Or Zeruah like this Rebbeinu Simcha. The Magia there quotes from the Maril and the Ogre that the way we have them printed, the Maril and the Ogre, we don't have that. Doesn't sound like that. But that's what the Darkei Moshe quotes like this Rebbeinu Simcha. And the Rambam himself, Perek Dalid. Halacha Tesayin. Eridalat Halacha Tesayin. The Rambam says there is a requirement of Bedika. There is a requirement of Bedika Acher Tashmish. Even by a woman that has the Ves Kavua. Hatznios Ein Mishamshos El Ach Yidiku Atzman Tchila Kodem Tashmish. The Isha She'ein La Ves Asura l'shamish atche tiptok. Isha sheyesh levest, eina tzricha e lefnei tashmish ele mishum tzniyas bovad, ala achar tashmish akol tzrichin, shnei eide vechla vechla, filu beveres minika vizikena. Fine. Says the Ravid, kama yagiyos yaga b'chinam sh'afrim Yehuda sheyat tzadik, she'en kamosa manas v'bzeri shal alivdok achar tashmish shalai yedli v'nok v'o porish, Shalo Arba Bedika Salalo Ela Beisha Hasuka Be Taras. So again, our Gemara ends off with the rhetorical concern or the pushback that if you're going to have bedikos associated with tashmish, then we're worried that liba nokvo uparish. That's talking about, Tosa says that's talking about bedika kodim tashmish. And then we have the ghost maimonides b'shem rabbeinu simcha, two versions. Either before tashmish is mitzvah or before tashmish is rishus. Acher tashmish is aser. And we have the Rambam that acher tashmish is a chiv. What do we assume lahalacha? So back to Shulchan Aruch, where we left off at the beginning of Kuf Pei Dalet. We call Isha Sheyesh Leves Kavua Ba'aleha Shelo B'Shas Vesta. If a woman has a Ves Kavua, so then you're allowed to have Tashmish freely Shelo B'Shas Vesta. The Eina Tzricha B'dika Lefnei Tashmish. And there's no need for B'dika Kodem Tashmish. And the parentheses in the Ramah letters, it says Rambam. So what does that mean? Right, we saw that according to the Rambam, Acher Tashmish is a Chiyuv. Before Tashmish is Tznuos, so it could be that this Einos Vicha B'dika L'Vnei Tashmish is, but it's still optional. And continuing the Mechaber, before you get to the Ramah, Al Shalom B'Shas Tashmish, Kol Amar B'Livdok, Harezeu Mishubachas. But Shalom B'Shas Tashmish, then be bodeg all that you want. Now take a look at, we'll come back to this in a moment, just take a look in the meantime at Kuf Pei Vav Seif Aleph. Kuf Pei Vav Seif Aleph. Isha Sheyesh Leves Kavua, Eina Tzricha B'dika Klau, Lo Lefnei Tashmish, V'lo La'achar Tashmish. That if a woman has a ves kavua, she doesn't need a bedika at all, not before, not after. The other rabba, ein lo livdug b'fnei bayla b'shas tashmish k'dei shelo yehi libo nokvo. The Rambam masuch livdug acher tashmish, he be'ed echad v'hu be'ed acher, hu be'ed echad, liras b'hem shem aras adam b'shas tashmish, ulidaito, hatznuos bokos atzman, af kodem tashmish. So here, the Mechaber quotes 2 days. He quotes the Rambam and the Yesh Omrim that by a woman, she yesh leves kavua, you should do bedika acher tashmish. You need to do bedika acher tashmish. And tznuos or bokos even kodem tashmish. In Kuf Pei Dalet Aleph, all the Rambam told you was eina tzricha bedika lefnei tashmish. But all the Mechaber told you is eina tzricha bedika lefnei tashmish. He doesn't address l'acher tashmish there. And he doesn't present 2 days. And the Ramah, now back to what we skipped in Sif Aleph and Kuf Pei Dalet, the Ramah says, Gam eila lahachmer livdak asma lolav ne tashmish shalala achar tashmish shaloye libo nokvo parish. The Ramah says more unequivocally that a woman dafka should not be bodekas. We're talking about a woman sheyesh leves kavua. A woman should not be bodekas lo lefnei tashmish v'lo la'achar tashmish because of shema libo nokvo upirish. Says the Shach Sifkat and Dalet. The Mechaber says ein tzricha bedika lefnei tashmish haynu l'Rambam shevi Mechaber reish tzivin kuf pei vav. So the Mechaber here is so saying like the Rambam that he was in kuf pei vav. Avalarova poskim shevi sham. L'das harav sham v'kan Ein lo lahachmir klal livdok lo livnei tashra shelo yehe lipo nokfo. That a woman should dafka nadu bedika. The Rambam says it's praiseworthy, it's nuos. And the Shach says, according to Rav Yishonim, a woman should not do bedika before. The cave and the ra ishto bodeka es mechash shivo yiloi. So bodeka is a parish. Velo lo achar tashmish shelo yehe lipo nokfo u parish. Mikan laba. I call the Adam Arbe, that's only Shalom Shas Ashvish. So even though the Mechaber in Kuf Pei Dalet sounds like he's being so same Kedasa Rambam, the Shach says the Iker is like the other Rishonim against the Rambam, that there's no need even L'chachila to do a Bedika, lo Lefnei Tashmish, velo L'Acher Tashmish. And that's the Ramah. Take a look at the Torah Sashlamim Sifkat and Beis. The Tarte Paleg Maram, the Ramah in Dasa Mechaber. The Miloshen Mechaber Mashma, the Eina Tzvicha Bedika, Avalam Ratza Lahachmir Tachmir. The Laachir Tashmish, Alkarcha Tzvicha Bedika, with Dasa Ramba. Kakaz Vashach. And according to the Ramah, Ein Lahachmir Lidl Klal. So again, according to the Mechaber, sounds like before Bedika Tznuos, after Bedika Chiyuv, like the Rambam, according to the Ramah and the Shach, before Bedika, nothing, not advisable at all. And Acher Bedika, also not advisable, Rambam notwithstanding. So the Shach thinks that the Mechaber here is being so similar like the Rambam, and he's just shadowing what he writes more explicitly in Kuf Pei Vav as the Yesh Omrim of the Rambam. Aruch HaShulchan isn't convinced. Aruch HaShulchan Os Yates thinks that maybe the Mechaber didn't mean to paskin like the Rambam. He just meant to say that if you want to be machmir, so then you're allowed to be machmir l'achar tashmish like the Rambam. The Rambam holds you have to, and the Mechaber means to say you're allowed to. But excuse me, he didn't mean to say that there is a chiyuv. Vadi Shulchan Sivkat and Yud quotes a mashmos from the Rashba that this all may depend on what the husband knows. The whole reason to be against the Bedika B'Shas Tashmish is Liba Nokvo Pirish, Uparish. But if the wife is doing the Bedika not in the husband's presence, and the husband will never know that she did a Bedika, so then maybe a bedika would be appropriate. So that's not quoted lalacha. We don't accept that lalacha, but the Baal Shulchan points out there may be a mashmos that way in the Rashba. And the Rush, Bechlal, thinks that none of this is relevant. The Rush in Siman Aleph thinks that this whole Sugya Daf Yabez is only L'Inyan Taros and not L'Inyan Baila. And Rabbi Eider has a tshuva from Ramosha, tshuva kaf ches, in Rabbi Eider's sefer, that nowadays, where we're super machmir about all different kinds of maros beyond what's necessary, mi'ikar adin, and it's likely that if a woman does an extra bedika, then you may end up creating more problems than you solve, because you're going to end up with a questionable bedika that you have to be machmir ami safek. So Moshe thought that nowadays there's no malyusa in bimarbe bedikos at all under any circumstances.
Where was the Rush?
The Rush is in Siman Aleph in the beginning of Maseches Nida. Okay. Can we go for another 10 minutes? Okay. So it's Mavur back now to the Gemara and Daf Samach Gimel Beis that even though the Gemara had a contrary Havamina, but Lemaisa, the Chi of Prisha is only Be'onas Aves and not in the previous Ona. So we sometimes refer to this as Prisha Samach Leves, but Samach Leves means Lahalacha for the moment within that Onas Aves, not the previous Onas Aves. But nevertheless, there's a famous position of the Orzeruah Chelek Aleph Simen Shin and Ches, Chelek Aleph Simen Shin and Ches, who quotes from the Raviyah that there's a chiyuv to be poresh for 24 hours samach levesta. Lashon of the Yosera, Mori Avi Ezri Amrli, Sherigilim Lifrosh samach levesta kavdalishos. Regilim Lifrosh, the norm is to be poresh for 24 hours prior to the vest. So the Lashon of Regilim has the mashmos that it's Michumra and not Medina. That's what the Magi on the Torah points out in Os Vav. But the Shach thinks in the Nukuda Sagasav here that really is Me'ikar Adin, based on the Gemara in Samach Gilam and Beis, where the Gemara is the term of Ona Achrisi, where it sounds like if a woman doesn't have a regilus to see at a specific hour during the day, so then the Ona Achrisi, the previous Ona, Me'ikar Adin is considered connected to the Shas Havest. So the Chavestas is bothered by the Shah, Chavestas of Katan Gimel. He's bothered Misara that how could it be that if a woman, according to the Shah, who says that where a woman doesn't have a predictable time that she sees, so then the previous Ona becomes part of the Ona Havest Medina. So Chavestas points out, it'll come out according to that, that if a woman always sees Dan predictably at 9 in the morning, so then there's no requirement of Prisha the night before. But if a woman sometimes will see at 9 in the morning, sometimes at 12 in the afternoon, and sometimes at 3 in the afternoon, so then according to the Shach, Me'ikar Adin, there is a Chiya Prisha the night before. So the Chavasas finds that difficult Misvara. Although he then says to justify the Shach, that if a woman doesn't have a predictable time when she sees, so then the whole day is considered to be Shas Vesta, and then Samach Levesta is going to be the night before. Because since we can't pin down when she's supposed to see, so that whole day is considered Shas Vesta, as opposed to if she always sees 9 in the morning, so then the Shas Vesta is only 9 in the morning. But notwithstanding that justification of the Shach, Chavazas thinks that since Vestas are Darabanan, we should be Makel and not be Choshesh for the Orzerua. That's what the Taz assumes as well in Sifkat and Beis, that we don't assume like the Orzerua, especially Vestos Darabanan. And he says it's Mefush B'Gemar Lahakel. So says the Torah Sashlamim, Sifkat and Vav. So Bach and Shachar Machmir, Taz, Torah Sashlam and Chavasas are Makel. Says Rav Vosner, page Kafal of Shira Shevet Levi, that if the Taz and the Beis Yosef had actually seen the Or Zeruah inside, they wouldn't have been so quick to be Makel. Why? Because the Or Zeruah was never passing this off as Me'ikar Adin. The Or Zeruah presented it as a Chumra, Regilus. So you can't ask Kashas, as the Taz says, that the Orzeru is against the Gemara. In a Chanami, so let's say the Orzeru is against the Gemara. The Orzeru is saying that there's a minig to be Machmir, like what we'll call a Havimin of the Gemara, which is only Lechumra, not Medina. Because, or maybe it makes sense to have such a Chumra, because nowadays there's less predictability in women's cycles, or he says, Nechashu Agufim. So maybe there's more of a concern that a woman is more likely to see Dan in the Ona Hasmucha, La Ona Savest. And then Rav Vosner has another interesting suggestion to explain this minug. This is in Chuvos Shevet Alevi, Cheli Beis, Simen Ayin. Cheli Beis, Simen Ayin. He writes that since in practice, we don't have Tashrish Bayom. You saw Kedoshim. We don't practice Tashrish Bayom. So if a woman has an Ona Savest in the daytime, then there won't be much of an effect that that has Lamaisa. She's not going to engage in Tashrish anyway. Shara Chakos, according to Rav Poskim, are mutter anyway. So if a woman has an onas of vest in the daytime, then we should be worried that Shelo Tishtakach Torah's Prisha Mishas Avest Mi Yisrael. That's why it made sense to have such a minug of extending the din of Prisha Bonus Avest to the night before, to the whole 24-hour period, to account for these scenarios where women would have an onus of Avest by Yom, and there wouldn't be any real nafkamina for that onus Avest. Now, one could counter that it wouldn't be Nishtakach Torah's onus avest mi Yisrael, because even this woman who's not being poresh mi tashmish, because she's when a tashmish peyom anyway, but at least there's a chiv bedika. So the chiv bedika is still a holdover or a manifestation of the onus avest. But either way, that's what Vosner says. Maybe that's a reason for the development of this minhag that the Or Zeruah quotes. The Shach in the Nekuda Sakesef, based on a Naguda, says that nowadays where we don't have Vestos Gemuros, you should be Machmir a little bit before and a little bit after the Onas Havest. Okay, hold off on that for a second. The Rabbi Willie points out that notwithstanding the diuk in the Or Zeruah, that sounds like it was a minhag and not medina. That's only b'taras chumra. There is a Tosus Rid in Yavamos Samach Beis Amid Beis. Tosus Rid Samach Beis Amid Beis in Yavamos Dira Maskel Amri B'Shuvan Levi. He writes, Im regila liros bayom chayev lifro shemana balayla. Im regila liros balayla chayev lifro shemana bayom. So there's this lashon of chiyuv associated with prisha in the ona hasbucha levest, and the Ravan has such a lashon also, as does the Shari Dura in Oz Zion. Rabbi Morgenstern points out that the Piskei Ben Shavuah says differently. Piskei Ben Shavuah Yuches. There it says that the dinner preach is only during Ona Sevest and not the Ona Ha Smucha Levest. How do we assume Lahalacha? So Ravosner writes that you should be machmer like the Or Zeruah even by a vest she'eno kavua. And he writes that that's the minhag berov makomos. Ramosha Yeridea Chela Gimel Sim Memches writes you should be machmer imlo b'makom hatzorech. Although he says in Simon Nunches, Chelagimel Nunches, for Yosel Aderech, you don't have to be Machmir. Rabbi Morgenstern, page 238, Kosim of Vayashiv, Yesh Mokom Lahachmir, Bechumrazu. Chazanish in his Hagdama to Taras Bas Yisrael says that one need not be Machmir. Even though the Chazanish is quoted elsewhere saying that a Ben Torah should be Machmir, Rav Schechter thinks that the Chazanish is correct there, that there's no need to be machmir. Rabbi Willick says that there's what to be makel about, that you don't have to be machmir. And the Ba'alei Shulchan as well, Sivkat in Yizayin, says that yesh the makel al mi lismoch. Rabbi Karp, Parag Vav, Funo 22, quotes from Shlomo Zalman that he was makel for a couple shana rishona, that they don't have to be choshesh for the Or Zeruah because that's considered to be b'makom mitzvah. And he quotes from the Stipler, quoted from the Balaturim on the Pasuk, V'simach is Yisho Asher Lakach, V'simach is Gematria 354, meaning to say that during Shana Rishona, you're allowed to have Tashrish 354 days a year, except for Yom Kippur, meaning every day of the year except for Yom Kippur. Obviously not when she's a Surah, but in principle, there's a mitzvah of V'simach whenever it's permissible, every day of the year except for Yom Kippur, and therefore that fits in what he calls the Mishnah Zaman, that you can be more makel on that which isn't Aser Medina during Shana Rishona. Then he calls him Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv thought you have to be Machmer even during Shana Rishona. In the Sefer Vesos Balacha, which is a very fat Sefer, maybe I'll bring it in next time we're in person, on Simon Kuf Pei Dala, that came out a few years ago, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilber from Lakewood. So he quotes on page 146 that he heard in the name of Rav Gusman, from a grandson of Rav Gusman, that the minhag in Vilna was to be makel on the Or Zeruah vest until your Mekayim Peruvu. So why does that make no sense? If no one's being Mekayim Peruvu in the Onas Mucha Levest, you're way past any window of ovulation when you're about to have your next Re'iyah. Unless what he meant was like Rav Shlomo Zalman, that he didn't mean, there's something lost in translation, it didn't mean Mekayim Peruvu, he meant like Shana Rishona. Then he quotes from Rav Gusman. Rav Gusman was Mekel anyway. They have to be Choshev or through anyway, ever. Okay. Rabbi Karp quotes, as does Rabbi Forst, from the Tshuvas Teshuvas Shai, that you shouldn't be Machmer like the Or Zeruah by a vest She'eno Kavua, because the Or Zeruah himself only has a Lashon of Regila. And then Rabbi Karp says that from the Rav Osner that the Minhag is to be Machmer there as well. Okay, so let's stop here for today. Next time,
it's that's by Vest Kavua.
So most poskim don't distinguish between a Vest Kavua and a Vest She'eino Kavua. That all if right, you're Choshish or Zeruah, you're Choshish across the board, and if you're not, you're not across the board. Just as Tshuvas Teshuvas Shai distinguishes between a Vest Kavua and a Vest She'eino Kavua.
And it's the owner before and the owner after.
So the Or Zeruah would say that the Or Zeruah B'Shem Rav means, we talk about the Or Zeruah vest, it means the Ona prior to the Ona Zavest. If the Ona Zavest is a daytime Ona, then you'd have to be parished the previous night. And if the Ona Zavest is a nighttime Ona, you'd have to be parished the previous day as well. That's the vest of the Or Zeruah. Okay, actually, we'll just take 2 more minutes. We might as well just finish this up. Ramosha Chela Gimel Yaradeya Simon Memches in a late tshuva, 19 Kislev Tashin Lamed Zayin, written to Rabbi Shmuel Fishalis, David's son-in-law, who was just here in the office all day this morning signing gizin for us. So in this tshuva, it says, Ubiyom Havest, did I put it here? One second. Yeah. So Moshe says, or the Tshuva says, Ubiyom haves shel cheshbona sheregila liros bein beves kavua bein beves she'enu kavua tzricha lifrosh bibayla kol hayom im hi regila liros bein bayom bein balayla kedematzi biyoser eitzel anashim shalanu da'ona dida ka'ona arich dadami da'haynu kol me'eitzel eis. The imregila tamil liros bo bayom o balayla tifrash rak osa ona bovat. V'roi lahach mergamkin chumras or zeruah muv v'shach lifrash ona achas mukhal ona savest imlo b'mokom ha tzorech. So this tshuva is saying that if a woman sometimes sees bayom and sometimes sees balayla, so independent of whether you accept the Or Zeruah, so for that woman, you have to define her Onas Avest as the entire 24-hour period, because there's no predictability as to whether she's going to see Bayom or Balayla. So even if you don't accept the Or Zeruah, you would still have to treat Medina, the entire 24-hour period, as her Onas Avest. Then the Sefer Vestos Balacha, he quotes from Rabbi Uvein, who said that his father never told him such a thing when he got married. And he said, well, maybe Moshe started to be machmer on this later in life. And then he writes, quoting Rav David, that Moshe didn't write this tshuva. So he asked Rabbi Fishelis, who is the addressee of the tshuva. So he said, yeah, Moshe didn't write the tshuva. We know that most of the later tshuvas were not written by Moshe. So Mordechai Tanli wrote the tshuva, Rabbi Fishelis told me. But he says he knows on authority that this is where Ramosha held at a later stage, that you have to be more inclined to be machmer like the Orzarua for a woman who doesn't predictably see Bayom versus Balayla. Okay. Yeah, Gabe.
So we're saying, if a woman doesn't have a vessel for Gila, so then the whole thing's not really shined, right?
Can you speak up a little? Sorry.
So if a woman doesn't have a vessel, like she doesn't see regularly on the same day, so then the
right.
Vessel's not shining, right?
No. So if you accept the Or Zeruah, so the standard is that the Or Zeruah would apply even by Vest Shein HaKavua. So whenever your vest is, even if it's Vest Shein HaKavua, but any woman is going to have a Vest HaFlaga Shein HaKavua, a Vest HaChodesh Shein HaKavua, aside from an Ona Beinonis that has Din HaVest Kavua, so then the Or Zeruah would apply if you accept the Or Zeruah.
So I'm not confused. What does it mean to have a Vest Shein HaKavua? Let's say last month she saw, like, on a certain day. She doesn't know if it's going to be the same day this month because it's never existence. And how do you know when to be Parish?
I'm sorry, I don't know if it's your audio or my audio. I couldn't hear that.
Meaning, if she doesn't see consistent on the same day or like a month, every month, so then what's the time period in which you're going to say that's before each owner before then?
So we'll discuss that when we get to Kuf Pei Tes, what the various flavors of a Vest Shein HaKavua are.
But there is such a thing.
That's Kuf Pei Tes. We'll get there.
Okay.
Okay, so sorry for going over time. So next time, Rosh Hashanah, we'll just talk about the vest of the Avi Asaf and then continue in Simen Kuf Pei Dalet a little bit weiter. So when should we convene? Is Monday work? I think that's what we said. Gabe preferred 4 o'clock to 3 o'clock. Does it make a difference to anyone if you do 4 instead of 3?
It would potentially. I don't know that I'm not worth scheduling around, but I'm in Israel, so it's 7 hours ahead, which
you're always worth it, Jesse.
But if you do it, I might not be there if it's at. If I was going to be there, it'd be more likely I'd be there if it was at 3. But I don't schedule around me if it works better for everyone else.
Uh-huh. So it seems like it's Jesse against Gabe. I don't want to.
we could do 3 because honestly, I'm getting my eyes dilated, so I'm not sure I'll be able to look at the screen anyway. That four, so I don't know. Whatever you want, it's fine.
You can still listen to the audio.
Yeah.
Okay. Does it make a difference to anyone else, or?
Okay, so let's do 4. Let's do 4. Sorry, Jesse.
Let's do.
Jess will do rock paper scissors later.
We'll sorry.
Me and Jess will do rock paper scissors. We'll duke it out.
Okay.
And then I'll let you know who wins.
Okay.